Hello and welcome to our next episode of Forex Podcast Series. Today we are going to review the important macroeconomic events of the coming week. As we talked about last week, it was a heavy week full of very important statistics which were published. And the CPI statistics were one of the most important ones. And due to the decrease in the CPI, the dollar became extremely weak. And as a result, the dollar index dropped compared to the other currencies. The euro and pound sterling strengthened. And the week ended with these conditions. For the next week, when we are going to start our trades, the first working day of the week is November the 14th. We don't have such an important news that can make a big impact on the market on that day. But on the same day, we will have the talks of the US Federal Reserve team, have the Swiss monthly PPI statistics, and a series of talks regarding the Swiss economy and the Swiss National Bank. So on this day, traders will probably start their job based on the events of the last week, which means the dollar will probably still show some weaknesses and the euro and pound will strengthen. One point that we should consider regarding the euro is their challenge in the energy sector, which the Europeans were able to manage it very well. The price of gas was greatly reduced from those nightmare prices that were really strange. Many of their industries are back to work, and this affects the trade balance of the eurozone and the value of the euro currency. This is something which traders who want to have a position in the euro should take into consideration. This is very important because in the past, the atmosphere was against the euro due to the energy crisis, but the sentiment has changed now. Managing the energy problem is very important because that will affect even the GDP of the euro. Okay, let's go to the next day. On November the 15th, in the early morning, we have Australian monetary policy announcement, which is important, and we have to see what decisions the Reserve Bank of Australia is going to make. Fighting with inflation is something that almost all the countries in the world want to do. But the point that we should pay attention to is which countries have more ability to do this while they can escape economic recession. Another important statistic that we would like to point out is the claimant count change, which is about change in the number of people who claiming for the unemployment benefit in the UK. Also, the average earning index in the United Kingdom will be published. These can be important indicators that affect the GDP and give us a big picture of it. Well, on the same day, 15th of November, we have other special statistics that we would like to discuss in the Eurozone. For example, we can point to the final CPI of France, which can be effective in the Euro, also data regarding the economic sentiment of Germany, which are worth reading. But when these two data sets will publish, it may not have an immediate impact on the market. Finally, we also have the trade balance of the Eurozone. The forecasts are -39.4 billion, and if it comes better than what they expect, it can help the growth of the euro currency. On the same day, we have one of the most important news of the week, which is related to the Empire State Manufacturing Index and the monthly PPI and core PPI statistics, which is very important news. After the CPI decreased last week, if the PPI also has decreased, then the dollar will fall more. And if the PPI has increased, it could be a signal to reverse the trend of the dollar. So on November 15th, in the afternoon, PPI and core PPI statistics are really important for us. Now let's go to the 16th of November. We have some statistics from Australia regarding their job market and then the annual CPI and core CPI statistics for the UK. It is very important to see what the situation is there, which will affect the pound sterling. If there is growth in the CPI statistics, it can help to strengthen the pound. We also have the monthly CPI for the Canadian dollar as well. Well, the advantage Canada previously had compared to the euro was the price of energy. This advantage has temporarily disappeared, although now many experts believe that the arrival of the cold winter season, the price of gas will increase again, which we should wait to see. In the following, on the same day in America, we have retail sales and core retail sales statistics, which will have an impact on the economy of America. And at the same time, British monetary policymakers will meet and talk in the afternoon. After that, Mrs. Lagarde, the head of the Central Bank of the Eurozone, will give a speech which can also be effective on the market. If the data or the speeches will be very different from the market's expectation, then the market can be disrupted, especially for the British pound and the Canadian dollar. Now let's go to the 17th of November. On this day, trade balance of Japan will be announced. The forecasts are minus 2.23 trillion. The results will come probably about the same or even worse. The Japanese yen will also remain weak. But considering that the situation of the US dollar was not very good in terms of the sentiment last week, the Japanese yen became strong against the US dollar. But from the economic point of view, there is no ground for the yen to be strong against the US dollar. For Australia, well, we will see employment statistics, the unemployment rate, and the new job creates. The new jobs created. This week will be an important week for the Australian dollar because they will have unemployment statistics as well as the discussion of their monetary policies, which both can affect the Australian dollar. If these data will be in Australia's favor, then probably the tightening monetary policies of Australians will decrease and the value of Australian dollar will weaken, and we should keep this in mind. In the afternoon of the same day, we have the speech of the members of the Federal Reserve, and after that, the statistics of US natural gas reserves will be announced, which can be important for those who trade in commodity markets because it can affect the gas price. Finally, on the 18th of November, which is actually the last working day of the week, we have the statistics of British retailers, and again, we have Mrs. Lagarde's speech on the Eurozone, and the US real estate statistics, which won't be very important for the Forex market, however it can impact US housing market. Well, it was all we have prepared for this week's podcast. I hope it will be useful for you. If you found it useful, please like it and share it with your fellow trader friends. Have a great time. Bye for now.